The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say as of 2012, more than 25 million Americans had asthma. More than 3,600 people died from it that year. Now researchers at the University of Arizona are looking to genetics as a possible new treatment. They're studying the protein surfactant, which is one of the most abundant proteins in the lungs and is known for helping people clear out infections. For more on this, I'm joined by Monica Kraft, chair of the Department of Medicine at the U of A College of Medicine, and Julie Ledford, an assistant professor there and member of the Bio5 Institute.
So we had found that in certain people that have a mutation in this protein, they were less likely to be able to clear mycoplasma pneumonia, which is the causative agent of walking pneumonia. So we made mice so we could study better these mutations in the human protein. So our mice expressed the human version of the surfactant protein with and without the mutation. And we were able to do studies with mycoplasma showing that people or mice with this different mutation would be more susceptible to exacerbations from mycoplasma. So what we hope then is we can make a replacement therapy in the future to help people that have this mutation in their surfactant protein.
So is the answer then to incorporate this protein into existing treatments? Like, would you be able to add it to an inhaler, for example?
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that. Actually, that is one of our thoughts. And one of the areas we're looking into is whether we can shorten the protein so it's something that we actually can give as a replacement, especially for those folks out there who have the known genetic mutation, but potentially to anybody that potentially has asthma and has frequent exacerbations would be a potential candidate for this therapy. And we're starting that work now.
Would that be a cure, or would it just sort of mitigate the symptoms of it and sort of make it not so bad for folks who have asthma?
That's a good question. At this point, we think it will sort of attenuate and mitigate the symptoms and perhaps make the exacerbations less severe, because that's one of the real concerns we have in asthma therapy. These asthma attacks or exacerbations can really affect the lung long term and cause a reduction in lung function over time, and that's really what we want to try to prevent. So the causes of exacerbations are pretty complicated, and there's many different causes and other areas of the immune system that aren't functioning exactly right. So surfactant protein is one of them, but we hope that given what we've found that we can really attenuate the effects of these pathogens that cause these asthma attacks or exacerbations.
What form does a protein take when you try to put it into the body? I mean, can you physically get it into a form where you could potentially put it in an inhaler? Does it have to be a pill, an injection? Like, how do you actually do that?
Well, so far our experiments have been with mice, and we've been able to give the treatment down into the airway just in a liquid form. It is soluble. So we do think we're going to be able to give it through an inhaler device.
As far as doing the experiments, do mice show the same symptoms of asthma as humans do?
In the field, we've developed several models of allergy, asthma in mice, and we make them allergic to common components like house dust mite. And they do have very similar symptoms. They have increased cell recruitment, they have increased mucus production, and they have really high airway constriction. So they do a lot look like a human.
Does the surfactant play any role in allergies, or is it just in folks who have asthma?
Surfactant protein is known, I think, foremost for its role in host defense and its ability to bind pathogens, clear them, work with the immune cells to do that. But we're also, we have a line of investigation in the laboratory suggesting a really interesting interaction with surfactant protein and other proteins that we think are associated with allergy. And these proteins are called interleukins. And so our particular line of investigation is centered around interleukin 13, which is a protein that patients with allergies produce that have a lot of effects on the lung, both the cells as well as the structure of the lung. And so we think that actually surfactant protein A has some direct effects on how IL-13 functions. And so that means that this protein hits not only the infectious side of asthma attacks, but potentially the allergic side too.
Does that mean then that if you are able to prove that adding some more surfactant, sort of mitigating the effect of the genetic mutation, that could have implications for folks with allergies in addition to those with asthma, right?
Right, exactly.
Do you have any kind of sense of when you might be able to do some experiments on this with human asthma sufferers, or when you might be able to get the surfactant into an inhaler to really see how it's going to affect humans?
Well, we're hoping that in the next year that we can move from our mouse models to primate models. And then if that's successful, I'm going to let Dr. Kraft answer.
Well, at this point, if it turns out our primate models look promising, then we've actually already had some discussions with Tech Launch here at the University of Arizona to try to really move into development and to looking at the toxicology and then moving into some early phase human trials. It's difficult to say a timeline. I think what we'd love to see, if all goes smoothly, that in the next, I would say, 2 to 3 years, that we may be able to start thinking about some early phase studies. So I think realistically, if we say it's sort of a 5-year plan, we'd love to sort of move into humans, you know, be able to do some early phase trials in humans by then might be a more realistic timeline.
Monica Kraft is chair of the Department of Medicine at the University of Arizona College of Medicine. We also heard from Julie Ledford, an assistant professor and member of the Bio5 Institute. They were talking about their research into how a protein may be able to be used to treat asthma.